This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Russell from Seattle is. Russell, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Russell has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What fruit was used to poison Snow White?
An apple.
Correct. CJ Stroud is the starting quarterback for what NFL team?
Houston Texans.
Correct. A French 75 cocktail is made with champagne and what other alcohol?
Chartreuse?
No.
Pass.
Who is set to host the 2025 Academy Awards?
I pass.
Which president refused to celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday?
Lincoln?
No.
Roosevelt?
No.
Truman.
No. What comedian voices Snowball in the film The Secret Life of Pets?
Pass.
Which Midwest state has a town called Santa Claus?
Nebraska.
No.
Iowa.
No. What was the last one?
Kansas.
No. How many stars are in our solar system?
One.
Correct. French fries and cheese curds topped with gravy is best known as what?
Poutine.
Yes. Russell, you got four correct.
Not great.
You know, so those were some hard questions, though. I don't know that Steve is going to really outperform by any means.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
I bet he thinks so.
I think Steve's going to have to hustle if he thinks he's going to beat Russell.
It's unfortunate.
Russell laughed. Did you hear that, Russell? Snickered.
I use my head muscle.
Yeah, think muscle.
Think muscle.
No, I don't...
Head muscle's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And you said hustle, and I still didn't know what you were doing. And you you try to rhyme. Oh, my.
I didn't try. I did.
Yeah, she succeeded in rhyming. Whether you liked it or not, she did rhyme.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
we don't need a tussle in here.
Jeez.
Oh, tussle, boy. Huh?
I hate it. You get -1 points for that. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What fruit
Fuffle.
Was used to poison Snow White?
What?
What fruit was used to poison...
Apple?
Yes. CJ Stroud is the starting quarterback for what NFL team?
They played last night. Houston Texans.
Correct. A French 75 cocktail is made with champagne and what other alcohol?
Vodka?
No.
Gin.
Correct. Who is set to host the 2025 Academy Awards?
Conan O'Brien.
Yes. Which president refused to celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday?
Oof. I'm going to go George Washington.
No.
Oh. How about Dwight Eisenhower?
No.
How about Bill Clinton?
No. What comedian voices Snowball in the film The Secret Life of Pets?
The Rock.
No.
Kevin Hart.
Yes. Oh. Which Midwest state has a town called Santa Claus?
Which Midwest? Minnesota?
No.
North Dakota?
No.
I don't even know either Midwest.
I don't either.
Illinois.
No. How many stars are in our solar system?
It's one.
Yes. French fries and cheese curds topped with gravy is best known as what?
Poutine.
Yeah, yes.
Poutine. Poutine.
Was that supposed to be like a Canadian accent?
I don't know, actually. I don't know why, but my mouth wants to say it that way. Poutine.
Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4. Sorry, Russell.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too, Russell.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Both you and Russell were a little confused with the whole fruit to poison Snow White, and that is like the main part of the story.
Honestly, I guess I don't know the story of Snow White.
I think she just gets poisoned with an apple and then just falls asleep.
And then some prince has to like wake her up with his lips, right?
Yeah.
I know that part.
Oh, you just didn't know the fruit part.
I didn't. I was like, wait, is it like Adam and Eve, but it's Snow White?
Forbidden fruit.
Right?
Well, now you know.
Get your own premise.
Which president refused?
Stealing from the Bible.
Jeez. Okay. Which president refused to celebrate Thanksgiving as a national holiday?
Don't know.
Guess. There's a lot of presidents to pick from. I don't know why I got mad at you for that.
You got mad, yes.
Teddy Roosevelt.
It's Thomas Jefferson.
That's what I said.
Oh. Yeah, eventually we would have got there, maybe. And which Midwest state has a town called Santa Claus?
Missouri.
It's Indiana. And I Googled it, and it's just like Christmas-themed funness, and I really want to go now.
I kind of want to check that out. It's like how Leavenworth is here. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like a fun theme. So does that mean, I wonder if like the do they have like a McDonald's?
That's just like, like filled with themed? Elves?
Okay, sure.
That would be so cool. This is the only time I'd want to go to Indiana.
Field trip.
You should move there, Sarah.
Wow. I feel like you just want me to leave.
Yeah.
Rude!
Rockaholics, we have teamed up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put brand new warm winter coats on local children in need. It is called Coats for Kids. And if you missed our interview, we talked to Dean Shelton with the Washington State Council of Firefighters earlier today. It is up on the Daily Migs Daily Podcast.
And he brought up some great points. It's not only just to help them with staying warm during the winter time, but also for their confidence to be able to show up and have a brand new coat. A lot of these kids have never owned a brand new coat, and just $20 gets them one. And thanks to some of our Rockaholics, we're approaching $1,000 raised so far, but we are still ways away from $50,000, but we just started things off. But thanks to Darby Winfield, just donated $20. That's one brand new coat on it for a kid in need. And then one of the fun things is when you donate, I will butcher your name.
Yeah.
So thanks to Eleftherius Maraveller for donating $100.
Nailed it.
Eleftherius, you are the person. Eleftherius. Danielle Evans, $20. Amanda McKay, $20 as well. So the Rockaholics are already donating, and if you continue to do so, that would be awesome.
Head over to KISW.com. There's a well-known actor being celebrated of how great of a job he is doing playing the role of an iconic singer. But Migs, you are not impressed.
I mean, I think anybody could do what he's doing.
Well, you'll hear who it is after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
There is...
I hate to interrupt. I know we could table. I feel like right now you might need a moment to just get something off of your chest, because there's been a lot of chaos that's been happening while we were listening to Van Halen.
Well,
which is a fun-loving song, but there was just... I feel like sometimes we just need to trump what we were originally going to talk about just to give you a moment to let things out of your system.
So let me just start by saying that my son did not go to school yesterday.
I figured this would be good music for you to get.
My son did not go to school yesterday. He ended up at the walk-in clinic. We were there for hours. Found out he has a sinus infection. So fast forward to this morning, I'm fully expecting him to not go to school.
Right.
And Brad worked
from
home today.
And he's been sick for a bit. So yeah, yesterday he spent all day. Now he's on medication. And I mean, we all just assumed he's probably not going to school for the week.
Well, at least for today, for sure. He just got on this antibiotic for his sinus infection. So my husband worked from home this morning, and my dad came over early to help out with Barrett and just kind of be there until Brad would be off the air.
Right.
So as we're finishing Beat Migs, I see my phone is ringing over here, and I see that it's the school. And Barrett's classes haven't even started yet. They start at 9.
Okay.
This is at 8:58. My phone is ringing, and it's the school.
See, wait, hold on, Steve. I got a better song.
Perfect.
Yeah. So my husband and my father collectively decided that he could go to school, and they put him on the bus. Well, guess what? He threw up on the bus, and now he's at the nurse's office. And now Brad has had to bail on the end of his radio show today to go pick him up from the bus, from the nurse.
Now take us back to the beginning. So who decided that he should go to school after he's been...
What? I'm going to to say the one, well, first of all, Barrett pretty much decided that he wanted to go to school. That's what they said. They said that Barrett felt like he could go to school. He's telling his grandpa and his dad, I want to go to school. And so they just believed him.
So the five-year-old is the one that made this
calling
decision.
The shots, yes. Yeah.
This is fantastic. I'm drooling, and I hate to laugh, but I just know as a dumb dad,
yeah.
I speak from experience, I'd probably be that person too. It's like, Tatum said she's good. She's running around the house, because I don't know how like Barrett is. When Tatum's sick, minus the snot that's just coming out of her nose, she's still doing crazy kid things.
That's how he was pretty much up until yesterday. Yesterday, he took a big nosedive on the energy level, but they said he was seeming to be himself this morning. He said he wanted to go to school, and then he didn't even make it to school. He puked on the bus. Now he has to deal with the humiliation of being the kid that puked on the bus.
Oh, no.
Just horrible. I feel so bad.
He didn't even make it to school.
No. They literally took him off the bus and walked him straight into the nurse's office.
How far from your house to where he ended up?
Oh, that's a good question. I need to find out.
Right?
He'll give me some sort of
Well, how far does it take from your home to get to the school typically?
It's about 15 minutes.
God, he didn't even make it 15 minutes.
And if I can paint a picture, what we saw in the studio was just Taryn getting redder and redder. And we're like, what is going on? And she's like, guys, you will not believe this.
Okay, now I'm curious. What is the conversation going to be like with your husband later?
Oh, it's just one of those, like, don't listen to your kid all the time. Sometimes you have to be the responsible parent. Don't listen to the five-year-old. Don't let him dictate your day.
That's really nice, because I feel like I'd be like, are you an effing idiot?
Maybe have Barrett talk to Grandpa and Dad about how they shouldn't really listen to him. Hey, guys, I'm totally fine. I know I was in the ER yesterday. And I'm on medication that I might have just puked out of my system. But I got to go to school.
Yeah. He's got a social life. He's going to keep up appearances, apparently. He's running for, student council office.
Silver lining. At least you know that your child likes going to school.
He does. Yeah. He's been missing school a lot. So I understand the excitement of going back. But not today, kid. Not today. Now, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we'll hook you up with tickets to see Linkin Park on September 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20. The Daily Mix
Show. This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All morning you have texted, you have called, but we've not yet had a chance to get to everyone. However, the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. So give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK.
Somebody texted me earlier this morning, and it blew my mind. Like, hey, how do you feel about Ovechkin possibly breaking Wayne Gretzky's goal record this year? And I didn't even put... I know that he was nipping at the door, but I was like, man, he's got at least a couple years to do this. But the way he's been playing this year... So, for those who don't know, Wayne Gretzky's had this record that many people have considered to be the record that will never be broken. And that's that he's had 894 goals in the NHL. And they're like, just these days, it's just never going to happen. They're never going to have a player like him. And then Alex Ovechkin over the years with the Washington Capitals has just been slow, not so slowly, but like having multiple 50 goal seasons. Keeps going. This year in like 18 games, he already has 15 goals. And he's not young. He's been doing this forever. And if everything goes, if he scores 29 more goals this year, he will break the record. And that's very doable, that he could score 29 more goals this year.
Do you expect him to continue playing beyond this year? Like, is he still...
I get the vibe that this guy's going to go for 1,000.
Wow.
I would not be surprised, and I think he can do it. And honestly, I'm okay with that. Like, I love... Like, Wayne Gretzky is one of my all-time favorites. The guy is just a legend. He's the GOAT. I mean, but I'm okay with records being broken. I've never been one of those people that's like, no records ever be broken. And if anyone can do it, Ovechkin, I love that dude. I wish he was a player on the Kraken, or I wish he was a player on our team, because he just has like this energy that he's a goal scorer, but he's still tough as nails. And when they won the Stanley Cup, I think he's still celebrating that Stanley Cup win. He was partying with everybody in Washington.
Well, and it doesn't take away anything from Wayne Gretzky's record, because at that point, it was a much different time. Like, even watching One Night Night Football last night, they were talking about, like, the differences between punts and, like, what was, or not punts, but, like, kicks, you know? Penalty, or I don't know what they're called.
Field goals.
You know, whatever. Those. Anyway, they were saying, like, you know, back in the 90s, like, no one could do, like, a 52-yard. And this year itself, and it's like, well, that just... talks about like how much they care about their players now, and how much like different their training is and stuff like that. It's just a different time.
And also, I mean, the one texter brought up a good point. He's nowhere close to Gretzky in points. Yeah, I mean, Gretzky was also, I mean, he was dishing the puck quite a bit. He was scoring a lot of goals, but he was getting a lot of assists as well. So, but the thing is, I think if you put like a guy like Alex Ovechkin, like his abilities into the NHL back in those days, and I know it's like the impossible scenario, but the goaltending was not nearly as good back then. I feel like this guy, the skill level that he's at, who knows how many goals he could have had if he was facing the type of goaltending that Gretzky was. But on the flip side, it was a different league. There's a lot of factors that could have changed that as well. So it's just fun to see a record that many people thought would never get broken, possibly getting broken this year.
The great 1-2.0.
Yeah, the great 8.
Ooh, yeah.
That's what I think they call them. I don't know if I remember correctly, but I think that's what they call them.
That's exciting. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Break that damn record, Ovechkin. I loved when they won the Stanley Cup, and he was like found in like a fountain in like Washington, like drinking beers with fans and like just having the best time of his life. Like he was like the symbol of what the fans of Washington were like when they finally were able to hoist the Stanley Cup over their heads. It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
So here's a question for you. If you had a loved one pass away, would you smoke them?
No. Would you?
If it was their final wishes.
If my dad wanted me to smoke them, I'm still not smoking them.
Just a little sprink.
What, like in a bowl?
Yeah, a popular YouTuber did something very similar.
No, I'd snort him.
You're going to hear how it went at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a YouTuber by the name of Rosanna Pansino, and she fulfilled her late father's unconventional wish by smoking marijuana grown from his ashes. So initially, she was a bit hesitant, her family was a little hesitant, okay. And YouTube was even advising against it.
Yes.
But she went through with it and then shared the experience.
So it's a little bit different than what I thought. I don't know if she got the ashes and sprinkled it into a bowl, but it sounds like they used the ashes to then plant a marijuana plant.
Yeah.
And then the plant grew, and then that's a little bit different, a little less weird to me, but here's how it sounded.
Now, without further ado, we are going to honor my dad, Papa Pizza, by fulfilling his dying wish. And
I know nothing about her, but I'm already a fan.
Yes.
That she has a dad named Papa Pizza. And I've seen some of her pictures. Like, they call her I can't remember what they described her. She's a baker, a YouTube baker, I guess, or something along those lines. And has a podcast as well. She's called like the pint-sized baker or something along those lines.
Maybe she's going to make some weed brownies next.
Fun-sized baker. Fun-sized. Yeah, after she smokes all this weed, she's going to have a different thing she's going to make.
I'm going to smoke my dead dad. And before I do this, so basically, I'm going to take a hit, and then I'm going to go outside, and my mom and my sister are going to do the same. They wanted to do so off camera, but then my sister might come in and hang out with me and just share some fun stories or memories that we have about dad. We'll just see how we feel.
I think it's funny that, like, we don't want to do it on camera, but then after we get stoned, we'll come on the show and be on camera.
And have the giggles.
Yeah.
We're just going to play it by ear. You know, there's no rules anymore.
So do you want to hear the moment when she smoked it?
Yeah.
Okay, because first of all, the lighter that she's using sounds very aggressive.
Is she dabbing?
I don't, it's like, all of a sudden she pulls up this little apparatus. I'm like, man, lighters have changed since the last time I smoked weed. This thing is pretty
hot. Like a little torch?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Maybe one more for good measure.
Wow, I love her.
I honestly can't believe I'm doing this.
I can't either, but it's awesome.
I mean, Willie Nelson has a song called Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die, so, you know.
Is that what you want?
People have a lot of afterlife wishes.
Would you? Okay, what would be your afterlife wish?
I mean, I definitely want to be cremated.
Yeah?
And then spread my ashes, you know, in the North Cascades and Puget Sound.
Do you want to be cremated so that your ashes can be spread, or do you want to be... Because part of me wants to be cremated just so I can save my family a couple of dollars, because, man...
Burial is expensive.
Yeah! Like... Like tens of thousands, for my dad, like he could have went to a certain place because he's military, but he didn't want to go into that place. But that the military place would have been, I think, either free or next to nothing. Mm. And then, but no, he wanted to go somewhere else, and it's like a ridiculous amount of money. Granted, it's the money that he set aside, but like we're like we'd rather give that money to mom.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can also do human composting now in some states, and then you could use that compost to grow the weed plant.
Yes.
There you go. Circle of life.
Okay, I think I'm... Danny, what about you? Do you have any afterlife wishes?
No, I do definitely want to be cremated. And I've always been like the one of like, oh, spread my ashes at Disneyland, but you can't really do that legally. So I thought about it. And I was like, I like the idea that everyone's doing like the tattoo now. Use my ashes for like a tattoo.
I like the ashes to make like vinyl as well.
Do
that as well or something along those lines.
Type of person that would want to be taxidermied so everyone could enjoy her forever and ever.
Don't you guys
handcuffed to her husband
and twerking?
Yes.
I want the top half of my body. I want an open casket, me looking all cute and stuff, you know, full makeup and hair. And then I want the other half of my body to be at my funeral, but mixed in with the food that's going to be served at my funeral.
Oh, that's right. You want to be eaten?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. How can you guys forget this? You guys cannot forget this because. When I die, it's a very sad day, I know, that's what I want. So you guys have to remember this is my last dying wish.
You know how like when people deal with trauma, sometimes they black it out of their memory. Like there's certain things in your life that you're like, I don't remember what happened because it's just so traumatic. That's why we forgot.
That's what happened?
We're just so disgusted by you that we don't want to remember that.
I'll keep reminding you, don't worry.
Fresh off his losing boxing match against Jake Paul, Mike Tyson has now been challenged to another fight.
No.
Another boxing legend.
No.
Wants to step into the ring.
Stop.
We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Mix download after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Hi. Today is going to be a blustery day. That beard of yours will be blowing in the wind.
Yeah, yeah, and it looks good. It's like a nice blowout.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, it's very full on those days.
Mm-hmm. It looks soft and plushy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I look like...
How does it smell?
Like the ocean.
Ew, what?
Well, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. All right, so Mike Tyson, just fresh off of losing that fight against Jake Paul, but making $20 million and causing the entire world to just lose their minds. And
see
about
his ass.
Yes, and we did see his ass. Yeah. That's still one of my favorite parts. Like, at what point are we pulling the camera away from this? Oh, we're not. Okay. So he has a new person that wants to take him on. It's a boxing legend, so it's a legitimate boxer as opposed to a YouTuber. Evander Holyfield.
Oh, boy.
Again, they're doing commercials together now. Have you seen
that? They're homies, yeah.
I bought you an ear.
Well, I guess somebody made like a mock flyer on Instagram, and it had like the whole thing just saying, the fans want it, hashtag unfinished business. And apparently Evander Holyfield's like, yeah, I kind of do want that. Mike Tyson, on the other hand, said, no. How about Mike Tyson shot you down even when there's a lot of money on the table? Tyson is 58. Holyfield is 62. I'd watch it. I ain't going to lie. But Mike Tyson said, because he's like, yo, I know you want to finish the trilogy, but the trilogy is our friendship.
Aww.
The seniors tour for boxing. I love it.
So bad.
There was a men's doubles pickleball match that ended with a winning player being violently kicked in the face.
Cool.
It was the final point where one of the losers committed a foot fault, and that ended the match. When the players went to do their customary tap of the paddles, the overly excited winner, Peter Schonk, knocked the paddle out of the foot faulter's hand.
Of course it was Schonk.
And when Schonk bent down to pick it up, he got kicked so hard in the face, he fell down onto the net. Here's the audio.
I didn't know pickleball was so violent.
Right? I thought we played pickleball to relax. Or old people play.
I never see people kicking themselves in the face or anyone else at Green Lake on Sunday mornings.
Peter Schonk is okay. No word if there are charges filed in this matter.
Oh, the Schonker.
The Schonkinator.
Hey, in case you happen to see a pig running rampant through Tacoma, Tacoma police need your help. Here are the officers trying to capture this pig that was not very happy with them.
The pig is being non-compliant.
Sir, no, you're resisting.
Here.
No.
It's okay. Can you try to like pick him up and just kind of so he's not fucking loose the whole time? Yeah. He's upset.
City folks just don't get it.
Sounded very unhappy.
Taryn, can you help them?
I would love to.
What is the best way to pick up a pig?
Two hands?
At the grocery store in the bacon section.
Oh. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 46 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.